Scientists claim to have discovered new color no one has seen before, date modified colon 2025-04-19T14:49:29.163Z, description colon Olo is said to be a saturated blue-green, but some say the existence of a new color is open to argument. Scientists claim to have discovered new color no one has seen before, 36 minutes ago, save, Hafsakalal BBC News, save, Getty Images, the color, said to be a saturated shade of blue-green, cannot be seen by the naked eye without the help of stimulation, a team of scientists claim to have discovered a new color that no human has ever seen before. The research follows an experiment in which researchers in the US had laser pulses fired into their eyes. By stimulating specific cells in the retina, the participants claim to have witnessed a blue-green color that scientists have called Olo, but some experts have said the existence of a new color is open to argument. The findings, published in the journal Science Advances on Friday, have been described by the study's co-author, Professor Ren Ng from the University of California, as remarkable. He and his colleagues believe that the results could potentially further research into color blindness. Professor Ng, who was one of five people to take part in the experiment, told BBC Radio 4's Today program on Saturday that Olo was more saturated than any color that you can see in the real world. Let's say you go around your whole life and you see only pink, baby pink, a pastel pink, he said. And then one day you go to the office and someone's wearing a shirt, and it's the most intense baby pink you've ever seen, and they say it's a new color and we call it red. During the team's experiment, researchers shined a laser beam into the pupil of one eye of each participant. There were five participants in the study, four male and one female, who all had normal color vision. Three of the participants, including Professor Ng, were co-authors of the research paper. According to the research paper, the participants looked into a device called ONS, which consists of mirrors, lasers and optical devices. The equipment was designed previously by some of the involved researchers, a team of scientists from UC Berkeley and the University of Washington, and updated for use in this study. The retina is a light-sensitive layer of tissue at the back of the eye responsible for receiving and processing visual information. It converts light into electrical signals, which are then transmitted to the brain via the optic nerve, enabling us to see. The retina includes cone cells, which are cells responsible for perceiving color. There are three types of cone cells in the eye, S, L, and M, and each one is sensitive to different wavelengths of blue, red, and green respectively. According to the research paper, in normal vision, any light that stimulates an M cone cell must also stimulate its neighboring L and/or S cones, because its function overlaps with them. However, in the study, the laser only stimulated M cones, which in principle would send a color signal to the brain that never occurs in natural vision, the paper said. This means the color Olo could not been seen by a person's naked eye in the real world without the help of specific stimulation. To verify the color observed during the experiment, each participant adjusted a controllable color dial until it matched Olo. Some experts, however, say the new perceived color is a matter of interpretation. Professor John Barber, a vision scientist at City St. George's, University of London, who was not involved in the study, said that while the research is a technological feat in stimulating selective cone cells, the discovery of a new color is open to argument. He explained that if, for example, the red cone cells, L, were stimulated in large numbers, people would perceive a deep red, but the perceived brightness may change depending on changes to red cone sensitivity, which is not unlike what happened in this study. But the study's co-author Professor Ng admitted that although Olo is certainly very technically difficult to see, the team is studying the findings to see what it could potentially mean for color-blind people, who find it difficult to distinguish between certain colors. New machine helps to restore man's vision, British Broadcasting Corporation, Home, News, Sport, Business, Innovation, Culture, Arts, Travel, Earth, Audio, Video, Live, Weather, BBC Shop, BritBox, BBC in other languages, follow BBC on, Terms of Use, About the BBC, Privacy Policy, Cookies, Accessibility Help, Contact the BBC, Advertise with Us, Do Not Share or Sell My Info, Contact Technical Support, Copyright 2025 BBC. All rights reserved. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, props://news/comma/articles/comma/CLYQ0N3M410/IDearnBBCOptimoAssetCLYQ0N3M410, contents type: headline, model.